WXLK HD. Rono.
Good morning, it's your K92 morning thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. Good morning, Miss Monica.
Good morning. How are you doing on this Thursday?
Doing pretty good. I love a good Friday Eve. If you didn't know that about me, Thursday is my favorite day of the week because Friday, I'm already jazzed. I'm already excited.
Uh-huh.
So I don't need it tomorrow. Knowing that tomorrow's Friday gives me energy today.
Yes.
And makes Thursday very exciting. And when I went to Virginia Tech, this was the party night.
This
was the night that everybody would go out to the bars, to the clubs, or whatever. So Thursday, I love a good Thursday.
Mm-hmm. You feeling all right today? I'm feeling good. Yeah, and just like you said, you see that Friday is right there. You can reach out and touch it. Yeah, it's right there.
All of your hard work. All right, well, as you know, all week long, Danny Myers has been vacationing with the K92 morning thing. So he will be back today at 7 o'clock. So Danny Myers will be back a part of the morning thing today at 7 o'clock. And as soon as he gets here, we're trying to give away $5,000 with the K92 Secret Sound.
Mm-hmm. And so you need to have our number, 540-774-9236, because when you're caller 19, you'll listen to that sound, call in, be and get the sound, hopefully get $5,000.
Exactly. At 7:20 is going to be your first chance of the day. But before we even get to that, we have to get through the diamond. What's the diamond?
Okay, so is there a rule when it comes to opening someone else's present?
Somebody else's present? Like a gift?
A gift.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Think on that, and we'll get into it. Okay, 92.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
The reason I asked the question, because this one mom was just trying to help out.
Okay.
Newlyweds. They decide, you know, they fly off, they go to on their honeymoon, wherever they're at. Mom is in charge of the house. And she decides to open up all of their gifts and put things away.
Oh, because they're gone and she's trying to help.
Uh-huh. And the bride, yeah, she's upset because she feels like she's violated. She's been violated. Even though she thought that she was helping, she wanted to be the one to open up all of her gifts.
That's a tough one because I totally understand where the mother-in-law, whatever title is. I understand where she's coming from. Because when you come home from vacation, the last thing you want to do is come home to a messy house.
Right.
Right? You want to come home, you want to unpack, and just get back to life as fast as possible.
Yes.
Now, if you're a newlywed, you have a bunch of presents that you have to open. You have to catalog.
Everywhere.
So you do the thank you notes.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Mother already did that for you. Like, I understand it's not a terrible idea.
It's not. But at the same time, you got to ask permission, even if they're on their honeymoon, right?
I mean,
still have to ask.
She should have asked permission, definitely, to do that. And for me, I enjoy opening presents.
Yes.
I enjoy that experience. But on the flip side, I totally get what mom was trying to do there.
Mm-hmm. She was trying to take care of business, but she just overstepped.
You feel like she overstepped?
I feel like she did.
Now, it would have been okay if she would have asked, or not even asked. What if she would have said, hey, just give you a heads up, I'm doing this, and then put her phone on airplane mode, and they could never respond? She gave him a heads up, though.
No.
That's not okay?
No, that's not okay at all.
I feel like it was worth a shot.
Do you want to be just a little smarter than your friends? Yay! It's time for K92's Random Facts of the Day.
Now, Jolene in Roanoke has a pretty good guess for today's question of the day. Your K92 morning thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. The question of the day is, what childhood toy is a better investment than gold?
Mm-hmm.
Jolene's guess was Beanie Babies. It's incorrect. Good guess, though.
Yeah, that was a thing.
But they're worth a lot of money right now.
If you look
them up, old Beanie Babies are worth a lot of money. But Monica, before you do that, what's your guess?
Barbies.
Barbies would be incorrect. Legos.
Oh.
Legos are the correct answer. Their value has gone up about 11% every year since 1987, which is better than gold, stocks, or bonds.
Yeah, people are all about Legos.
So if you are going to put your money in something, put it in Legos, because they get more and more expensive every year. A box of Legos right now is probably $300.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're themed. You don't even just get a random box, a random array.
You need Star Wars Legos.
Exactly.
Batman Legos. I still can't get past the Beanie Babies. Right when I Googled Beanie Babies worth money, it popped up one for $6,000.
They are
a Beanie Baby.
Exactly. You need to go home and check your childhood bedroom. Go to Trigger's house, check your bedroom, see if you had a Beanie Baby or one of your siblings had a Beanie Baby. I think you would get behind this, Monica. In the 19th century, critics of bicycles, you know, two-wheel things that we ride, labeled them as tools of the devil.
Yep.
The fact that they were able to stay balanced on two wheels and just move and not fall over.
With that tiny seat between your cheeks.
Comes from the devil.
I get worried about people on those little tiny seats. Like it's going to chip off and you fall over.
And you're not a bike rider. I think you would look amazing on a bicycle.
You go ahead and laugh.
I'm not going to. I just think it would be very funny. I want to ride bikes with you on the sand. Somewhere where it's not smooth and easy. Here's another fun fact for you. Go impress all of your friends with this. The English alphabet used to have six more letters.
Okay.
Used to have six more letters. But here's the thing. And I'm going to confuse you when I try to explain this, but I'm going to do my best.
Uh-huh.
One of the letters was E-T-H. All three of those letters together.
E-T-H.
It made a ye sound, like Y and E. Another one was thorn, T-H-O-R-N. It made the th sound.
Well, you know, I want Kanye West to bring it back.
He gets it.
Because he would be the one.
We got win, W-Y-N-N, another W sound. Yog, Y-O-G-H. That was a
yog.
A ch sound. Ash, A-S-H. That was a long vowel sound like I and fine.
Uh-huh.
And finally, Ethel, an oi sound.
Oi.
Yeah.
I want oi brought back.
So we used to have six more letters that were actually a combination of 38 other letters. But Monica can't get by the Beanie Babies. So if you have any Beanie Babies, sell them to Monica for cheap so she can make some money off of them.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Your K92 Morning Thing currently 61 in Roanoke, 58 in Lynchburg, 56 in the NRV. Now, the intro to the Scoopla, Monica, it says ways to win the day.
Yes.
Because that's what we're doing right here in the Scoopla. We want to help your day get better. And I don't know if there is a better way to start your day than pancake-flavored coffee.
Ooh.
All right. So IHOP is now selling two types of pancake-flavored coffee. One is called buttery syrup, and the other tastes like their chocolate chip pancakes. They're hitting the grocery stores and Amazon this month, so a couple more days.
Okay.
And it's not clear if they'll also offer them at their restaurants or not, but they would definitely be online and in your grocery stores to get.
Okay, I would try it. It wouldn't be an everyday kind of thing. It would be just a dessert.
Do you feel it would be too sweet?
Yep.
Especially the chocolate chip pancake one.
Yeah, that's a little too much
but
for every day.
I think the buttery syrup would be pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see.
It's a weekend treat.
Because now they have three total blends of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They got their signature blend and then pancake or the buttery syrup and the chocolate chip. I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, I would
try it. And I'm having a big coffee person, but I love IHOP.
Yes, yeah.
And I want to give that a shot.
Yeah, I think it worked well with brunch. You know, like just have the buttery, sweet something coffee for brunch.
I've never thought about drinking something other than mimosas during brunch.
I mean, you start with a coffee.
I got to give that a shot.
Yeah.
It's normally just show up and get drunk. And so you can do that and enjoy the spring because allergies, pollen will ruin the spring.
It's allergy season. A lot of people are bothered. You know, their allergies are acting up. They're taking Claritin, Benadryl, whatever they need to take.
It's a part of my breakfast every morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, scientists say, no, you don't need that. You need kisses.
You need kisses?
You don't need Benadryl. You need kisses. They said kisses are good for you. Kissing is great for the immune system. It reduces stress, and it actually helps to beat allergies.
I guess I could see that, because when you're kissing, you're sharing germs. It's really disgusting when you're doing that, like, pretty much somebody's spitting in your mouth.
Well, you just ruined kisses, like, why I just saying it. Like, I mean, we know that's what it is.
I mean, I didn't ruin it. That's the reality.
You gotta make it.
As soon as doctors...
science
says that it's okay.
Uh-huh.
It's no longer fun. Is there something that keeps you up at night before you stay at someone else's house? Because for me, I am in my bed tossing and turning, just hoping, praying that where I'm staying has an iron and an ironing board. Because I like to iron, and it stresses me out to not have straight clothes. I like to iron, Monica.
Yeah, clearly you do. And that makes me laugh because I don't have an ironing board. I never thought
about
it.
How do you not have an iron? I don't understand how you people, and yes, I'm saying you people without ironing boards, I don't understand how you live. How do you wake up in the morning and not be like, I need to press my clothes first thing? Because that's me.
I look at the dryer. Look, I'll toss it in the dryer.
But even it'll the dryer up. Doesn't get all the wrinkles out.
It doesn't
out.
Get it crispy. Get all the, you know.
And I like it warm on my body and everything.
Oh,
there was
my
a time.
Goodness.
This is just between you and I, Monica.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to share this with anybody else. There was a time I would iron my underwear just because it felt good.
You ironed your drawers.
They were warm. It was like a little, it felt nice. What keeps you up at night?
I'm all about soaps and stuff. So I need to make sure that they have a soap that won't break me out. So,
oh, you almost have to take your own soap to be safe there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I try to remember to do that. You know, if I travel, bring Caress or Dove. I want a good soap.
Now, what is it? But I'm thinking of the things that you're not going to bring with you that you're hoping that they're going to have. Like, I'm not gonna pack an ironing board if I'm going to Richmond
but
for the weekend.
But if you do, please video every step of the way.
What is something that you're worried about them having there? Not that you can bring with you, something that they can have
but
there.
But it is soap. Because most of the time, I mean, I don't bring it. But I do hope that they have a good brand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. Text in 52353. What's something that keeps you up at night? When you go stay at somebody else's house, also washcloth. I need them to have washcloths because those, I get concerned about those too. But text in 52353, name and town, or call in 540-774-9236. You're listening to your K92 Morning Thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and our guest still vacationing with K92. Good morning, Danny.
Hi, friend. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good. Now that we have everything squared away, because if you know me, I'm not a big fan of last minute change, right? Uh-huh. I like for things to be planned.
You want it in order.
I like things in order, especially when we can plan them. So when they go awry, it stresses me out.
I was just going to say,
you get a little stress sweat.
Why would you choose this job? This job
because
is going to cause you eternal stress.
I thought it was more structured than what it is, guys.
I mean, and then you got to work with me, you know? So
right.
Just pure chaos.
It's just a little chaotic.
I will say this, you know, because for a few years, I sat in the seat where Antoine is, and I did the show. But I think you guys are doing a phenomenal job.
Oh,
and you're hiding. You're not letting us see a sweat.
No.
Like, we don't know. You're just, you're calm and cool.
That's why I'm wearing a hoodie today, because all the sweat's underneath.
I got my arms out. This is good.
Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about anytime I go to visit someone, I'm staying at their house, I always stay up late the night before because I'm overthinking, I'm tossing and turning, wondering if they're going to have an iron, if they're going to have an iron board, if they're going to have washcloths for me to use.
Yes. You know what?
Yes. And it stresses me out.
Antoine's the only one I can think of right now that still irons.
I do.
I mean, I know there's other people out there that exist, you know, Little House on the Prairie. That's like, there's somebody.
Monica, you're the only one that still uses the Caress bar soap.
Oh,
I heard
Caress
that earlier.
And Dove, that's
Caress?
Good soap.
Dove is still valid, but Caress?
Caress, yes.
Is that even still sold?
Yes, it curves to the body, too. Got a little curve to it.
It curves. I know, I remember it. I'm surprised you even remember it.
It has like Caress. A little handle that
it's
goes down her hips.
Yeah, shoot.
Now, the commercials for Caress, they would actually pour cocoa butter into the bar of soap.
Uh-huh.
So you knew it was moisturizing.
Yes.
And as a kid, I would see those commercials and want to eat the soap. Because it looks so like sweet and delicious with this like milky goodness going into
it's a sexy
it. But yeah,
soap.
Caress. I can't believe it's still it is sexy because the curve. Sexy old lady soap.
Oh, hey.
Now, Danny, you've been traveling a lot and been staying at different places. You've been a house guest. Is there anything that stands out to you that makes you nervous before you stay at somebody else's house?
I have a shallow and a shady. Which would you like first?
I think we want shady, right?
Yeah.
You want the
we
shady
always
first?
Want shady first.
Because I shouldn't say usually. I shouldn't assume that everybody travels like I do, but usually when I travel, I am celebrating something. So when I go to somebody's house, a lot of times there's drinks.
Yeah.
You know, there's wine.
Yes.
And so the shady one is I worry that they don't have Advil so that I can easily find it when I invariably go into their bathroom and start looking around.
Oh.
wait.
Oh,
why are you looking around and not just asking them where the Advil is?
Because you feel embarrassed.
You're like, you walk into the house planning to be, you know, hungover.
It's right, like exactly.
You're a medicine
exactly,
cat, so. Cabinet snooper over there is what you
like,
are.
I've had to, like, sadly go back and, like, lay down with my headache. I'm like, why did they have that? Well, you know, but sometimes it's in the middle of the night, you know, when everybody's sleeping. And you're like, you wake up with a headache.
And headache kicks in.
So the shady one is I should always have my own. I shouldn't be looking
that's
through
That's an easy one for you to pack
stuff.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. That's an easy one. What about the shallow one?
The shallow one is a K-cup machine with suitable K-cups. That's shallow. Again, like, why am I assuming that people are going to have my coffee preference at their place? That's shallow.
That's
but
true.
I do.
Coffee,
but
you want good super coffee. Important though. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've seen some.
So I'll put this
cups.
On you. When I was a house guest recently, they had K-cups, but it was only caramel pods.
Oh, but I mean.
I'm but like, it's not your house.
It's not. So, it's not.
You have to go like, with it, though, right?
Yeah, you do.
The shallow thing is like, you really don't have any plain, like regular coffee?
Why are you so fancy? So I just want coffee.
Do you feel a ways when you leave the house and you come back with Starbucks? Like, you know.
Yeah, exactly, because that's what I end up doing. I'm sure you do, too.
Uh-huh.
I was going to ask you guys if you would leave then or if you would suck it up and drink the coffee that's in front of you. But no, you guys are so hoity-toity that you have to leave and get the coffee that you like.
With this specific scenario, I did try to choke down the caramel day one, and then day two, I didn't even try.
Says, nope, not for me.
Not even worth a shot. No. Somebody texted in 52353. I iron my outfit every morning. And that wasn't for me or my mother. It was from neither one of us. Just saying. Other people do it, too.
It's the K92 Morning Thing's trending news.
Your K92 Morning Thing. We need to figure out why Montana is being all snobbish and banning TikTok.
Well, they say that a lot of things are going down with TikTok. I mean, there's a little worry there.
So as of yesterday, Montana became the first state to fully ban TikTok. Okay. And it's set to go into effect on January 1st, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But TikTok plans to challenge it in court. And we've talked about it before. Other states have rules that you have to be at least 18 or 16. You can only use it for a certain amount of time. But Montana said, nope.
So what's happening here? So we're going to be done with TikTok soon, right?
We nothing. What? Them. I love my TikTok.
TikTok makes me laugh.
I just
There's
figured
a lot of
out
funny videos.
How to reset my algorithms, which is going to be my thing hack tomorrow. So spoiler. How to reset your algorithms on TikTok. But yeah, so if people are using TikTok, the law says that Montana can fine them $10,000 per violation every day until they stop.
Get out of here.
Yeah, some people think that it's going to be really hard to enforce, but it is what it is.
$10,000.
Yeah. Now, there is still a chance that the bill won't go into effect at all, because back when it was first passed last month, TikTok called it an attempt to censor American voices, and they plan to fight it.
You know what? There's a lot of drama around TikTok. Go ahead and shut it down. Start something else.
No. Shut it down.
Go ahead.
Facebook.
Go ahead.
No. TikTok.
Facebook,
I like
is not
TikTok.
Going away?
Get rid of Facebook. Let's be honest here, okay? You're in
Go
your
ahead.
Car. You're heading to work, or you're at home right now. And you're getting ready for work. You're getting the kids ready for school. What frustrates you more? Scrolling on TikTok or scrolling on Facebook? It's not even close. I would rather see you dance than hear what you think or read what you think about what's going on in the world.
Okay, well, people like to be opinionated on Facebook. So you know what? Facebook will last forever.
I don't want it. I'd rather
said he
watch
has it.
People eat Tide Pods. Do not do that, kids. It's very unsafe, and you will hurt yourself. But TikTok should not be banned. Get rid of Facebook.
I have loved you. I did my best.
Look, I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
Where's Cora?
Acting class.
Acting!
And a little
you know, I'm on a few of those little acting.
So that's what I was just about to say that they've been getting a little piece of Danny Myers every single Thursday when we do acting class because that's Danny's voice in that intro right there.
I don't even know what woman I was playing.
Acting?
I was playing a woman.
All right, so the way this is going to work, me, Danny, Monica, we're going to be in acting class today. We're going to act out a scene from an iconic movie. And when you recognize the scene, you call in 540-774-9236 or you text in name and town 52353. Correctly identify the movie as well as give us a rating on a scale of 1 to 10. Super easy. We're doing all the heavy lifting over here.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. You know, are y'all ready?
I'm ready. Monica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I got to take a deep
breath. Who's the director? Who's telling me to start?
I am.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Uh-huh.
Acting class and go.
Hey, this doesn't seem fair.
It's rock, paper, scissors. There's nothing more fair.
Alan should do it.
Alan took a punch from Mike Tyson. Come on, for Doug.
Why are you peppering the steak? You don't know if tigers like pepper?
Tigers love pepper. They hate cinnamon.
Phil, just do it. You should do it.
I would, but you lost. It wouldn't be right.
Okay, I jam 5 roofies in there. Just go in there and throw it into him.
Fine.
Make sure he eats the whole thing.
All right, what do we do now?
We wait.
Then I go to the piano. I have a cockatoo on the piano. What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Don't you worry your pretty little striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend, Doug, and we're gonna give him a best friend hug.
And scene. That was acting class.
Thank you. Danny. You know damn well you were practicing that in the shower. That sounds good.
It's amazing. I messed up all the technology on your show today, but I've been practicing that since 5 a.m.
Sound good.
It's all about priorities. All right, so text in now, 52353, or call in 540-774-9236. Correctly identify the movie from acting class, as well as rate us. Scale of 1 to 10, 1 being terrible, 10 being amazing. We need to hear it.
Acting!
I have loved you. I did my best.
Look, I'm not saying it's gonna be easy.
Where's Cora?
Acting class.
Acting!
Your K92 morning thing. Now, before I forget, because I've forgotten every single time that we've turned the mics on this morning, Antoine Terrell here, Monica Brooks, Danny Myers. Danny, you there?
I'm here, friend.
All right, just want to make sure. We have to give a very special happy 22nd birthday shout out to listener Madison.
Okay, happy birthday, Madison.
Madison has been listening to the thing forever.
Uh-huh.
Even back when Danny was on the K92 morning thing.
It's a long time ago.
She says that we helped her get through dental hygienist school. She's on her way to work this morning. And her boyfriend, Evan, wanted to make sure that we gave her a very, very special shout out.
Oh, happy birthday.
So, Danny, is there anything special you want to say?
Well, I did give myself to, and Monica might remember this, but I used to get my teeth cleaned at the dental hygienist school.
Yes.
Monica never would do that, but I did. My mouth was cleaned by students several times at Virginia Western.
As much as we may love Madison, I'll wait till, you know, till she graduates.
Just give me a little bit of time.
just
practice.
To graduate. But if you missed acting class, well, shout out to you, Madison. But if anybody missed acting class, then you missed a little bit of this.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Don't you worry your pretty little striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed.
So well done. So
I kind of lost it there at the end.
Oh, no.
All right, let's say good morning to Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, sir.
All right, Stacy, can you correctly identify the movie from today's acting class?
The movie would be Hangover Number 1.
The first Hangover.
Yeah.
Exact. Good job, Stacy.
Yeah. Stacy, I know my hangovers.
Now, the more important question, Stacy, how do you rate us on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being terrible, 10 being amazing? How good of a job did we do for you?
I think y'all did a number 10.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Nice. Thank
you. Yeah, he made us wait for it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Stacy, and thank you for listening to the K92 Morning Thing. That was acting class Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and Danny Myers.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Are you worried about AI?
I am not.
You're
Danny,
not?
Are you?
100%.
Yep.
100%.
Scientists, they say that you should be a little worried. Because there's no kill switch, and they could destroy society.
Now, when you say there's no kill switch, so there's no way to stop what we've done with AI?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's impossible, though, because we created them. Can we uncreate them? Oh, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Like yesterday, I had my Roomba going in the bedroom,
right?
And I call my Roomba Mr. Alfred, and Mr. Alfred's very smart, very intelligent,
yes.
And he's artificial. I picked him up when I was done with him.
Right.
Why can't we do that with all these AI robots and everything?
The battery should run low. Something should happen. They should shut down.
Exactly.
But scientists said we should be really concerned because it's moving fast and there's no kill switch and it could destroy us.
Reason being is because it just keeps getting smarter.
Yep.
Yes.
Developing.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, it's going to be able to overcome you. And I joked about it, but pulling out the plug, like, no, it'll figure it out. Like,
yeah.
It'll shock your hand.
They said, we need safety checks. We need a, you know.
And
now here's, okay, I do really have an important question for both of you.
Okay.
I heard you talking about TikTok. Why are you not equally scared of TikTok taking all your information and listening to you in your home and giving it to the Chinese?
Because I've given it to everything else in my home. Alexa has it. Siri has it. Facebook.
My information's out there.
TikTok's another. I know. I get it. I get it. Like but it's so interesting that you're like, want to be entertained by TikTok overrides all good judgment.
Now,
because
now,
it's just too fun.
Let me push back on you real quick, Danny. Yeah. What's worst case scenario if they take my information? If they take your information, what is worst case scenario?
Well, that they like figure out how to, you know, take away your money. You know, they could have access to your bank account. I mean, it's all electronic now.
I'm
robotic
take
Danny.
Away your money.
What? They'll take all your info and they'll create a robotic Danny Myers. Yeah, it's exactly. Like you'll meet your twin. Yeah.
Monica,
cool though.
Monica always says that she would like to have another Monica in the world. So they're going to create another Monica. It'd be too much. Never mind. You know what?
I like it.
I'm scared
okay,
of AI.
Now, right.
I take everything I said back. I'm deleting
we'll go to
TikTok.
Brunch.
No, thank you. It's time for the draft. Actually, hold on. You know what?
What?
Let me try it again because Danny called me out. When we went off the air, Danny said, Antoine was so mean when he said it's time for the draft.
Angry. I said you were angry.
It was intense.
I am a very big sports person, so I
yes,
do all
are.
Of the fantasy sports. And so when it's time for draft season for my fantasy football season, like, I'm not playing around. Like, I got to do research.
Yeah.
I got to study. I got to start throwing out misinformation
Look,
to trick my friends.
I've been around people that are all about the fantasy world, the fantasy draft world. Yeah, it is a big deal.
Thank you for separating us.
Yeah.
You
get into the draft. Okay.
All right. Well, we are going to have the K92 Morning Thing concert lineup draft. It's me, Antoine, Monica Brooks, and Danny Myers vacationing with us here at K92 for the week. The way this is going to work, guys, we have three spots in our concert that we have to draft for.
Yes.
We have to draft an opener of the concert,
mm-hmm.
a featured act, and a headliner. All right. The first round is going to be opening act, and your opener can only do 15 minutes. All right. You guys feel comfortable with that?
Yes.
I do.
All right, and here's the thing. Once somebody's drafted, they cannot be on anybody else's team under any other title. So, for example, the draft order is me, Monica, then Danny in the first round, and then the second round is Danny, Monica, Antoine. It's a snake draft. We go back and forth.
Uh-huh.
So, the first draft pick of our concert lineup draft, you're going to judge me, but I've been on this kick lately. I am going with NSYNC. As my opener to the concert.
I knew you were going to. I just had this weird psychic vibe. and this is full NSYNC. Justin Timberlake
this
as well.
It's the full thing because they're all still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, Justin will call them and say, hey, can you take your day off from Best Buy and come be in a concert with me? And he'll have them together. And I've been on the NSYNC kick lately. Like,
okay,
they're my number one artist on Tidal so far in May. I don't know
why.
But I only need 15 minutes of them. So I have NSYNC as my opener. Monica, who do you have?
That's your opener.
That's my opener. 15 minutes.
15 minutes. That's all you need.
I think that's all you need of NSYNC.
Really? That's four songs. I'm done.
Maybe you only need 15 minutes of. Well, don't. Taylor Swift.
No!
Oh, my God,
no!
She did it right out of the gate!
No!
Oh, listener, you need to vote against her when you vote. 15 minutes is not enough.
Minutes.
You won't get through that.
Taylor Swift.
That all
she
too
can sing
well
about
song.
Drew, Jake, Mitchell, and all of them in 15 minutes.
No, Monica.
Do a mashup.
You are taking Taylor Swift off the board to be your opener?
15 minutes. She can swim under the stage and all that stuff, 15 minutes.
Danny.
There's that one song, All Too Well, 11-minute version.
Exactly.
All too
15 minutes,
well.
All Too Well. One song.
And then she moves on.
One song.
Oh, wow.
She gets a taste of All Too Well. Then you go back to, you know,
and
next year she'll have
punishment.
A concert.
And
that's like,
a punishment to all Taylor.
And like Danny was saying, text
like
in 52353, name a town. You have to vote on the best concert so far.
It's going to be the best. Gonna wake
Danny,
you up.
Who's your opener? Oh, man.
All right. Ed Sheeran is my opener.
Okay.
Dance with his eyes closed.
because Ed does the acoustic stuff, so Ed's busy on tour, but he's going to come in, and he's going to treat us to 15 minutes, and it's all going to be cover songs. It's
okay.
Not
okay.
Ed songs.
All right, so you
and
got
so
Ed
has a little taste of Ed, and he doesn't need a full band. I think Ed can be an opener for a dream lineup.
All right, now go ahead and double it up, because we're going to jump right into the second round right here.
Ooh,
so,
God.
Danny, who is your featured act that will perform for 30 minutes? You get 30 minutes out of them.
One Direction reunion.
One Direction.
That means you get Harry Styles too.
But you only get 30 minutes. How many songs
Again,
is Niall going to get to
do? One Direction songs are really great. It's like at first I was like 15 minutes. No, that's really a nice taste of NSYNC. I think 30 minutes of One Direction is great.
The story of my life is going to be a quick story.
The story of my life. Okay. All right.
Monica, who do you have as your featured artist for 30 minutes?
I'm going with Soulja Boy.
I don't even want to play this game anymore.
What?
Soulja Boy, 30
Wait,
minutes?
Soulja Boy, tell him.
Can what? You name four Soulja Boy songs right
meet
now?
Meet me at the... He has Meet Me Somewhere. You know that song?
She sounded like Roadrunner. Meet Me. He has Meet Me. I can't do a Soulja Boy dance for longer than 10 minutes. We got to do it for 30 minutes. All right, so that's it.
Play it again, Soulja.
Let me just say, if Monica does anything but last place in the listener voting, it's because they love Monica.
It's
or they don't like you, Antoine. It's what? One or the other.
That's definitely what
maybe
it is.
They enjoy
You're
the concert.
You're making a mockery of the draft.
All right. Well, for my featured act to give me 30 minutes because I know that she's going to show up better than she did at the Super Bowl this year, I'm going with Rihanna.
Okay.
I got right. Rihanna for 30 minutes.
All right. She's going to go into labor. We'll be there for it.
It's going to be today. It's
going
to be later.
She's going to cancel last minute because she's going to be, you know, have the kid.
Uh-huh.
You know, like that's what you're...
Condom
now
replay.
You've created a hole in the middle of your lineup, Antoine. Yep. Well done.
Oh, you guys are just being rude. Danny, can you summarize what we have so far? We're going to take a break and
oh
come
my God.
Back for the last round.
I'm such a bad guest.
You
I
did not
to
write
it down.
Down.
So this is from memory, but I believe Monica... Opener for 15 minutes is Taylor Swift,
yes.
And then it's Soulja Boy for
yes.
30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
God, if the Swifties don't rise up and vote against you. And then Antoine was opener NSYNC, and then you just said it, and
Rihanna.
I've already forgotten it. And Rihanna.
So I have NSYNC and Rihanna.
And mine are Ed Sheeran, and then One Direction reunion.
Wow.
30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. These are three different concerts. Start voting in now, 52353, but when we come back, we have to do our headliners, who's going to play for an hour. That's coming up next on The Thing. It's time for the draft. The draft is back. Your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and our guest for the week, Danny Myers.
Hi, guys.
All right,
hello.
Make sure you're turned. I'm always worried that you're not going to be turned up. Because it's just so quiet over there.
Yeah, I'm sneaking in. I don't want to disrupt how great your show is. I just want to be a little spice.
Well, this week, Danny, it's our show. You are back.
Oh, thanks,
you are
friend.
A part of the show. We are drafting the summer concert.
Yes.
Okay, we have to draft an opener, a featured act, and a headliner.
Mm-hmm.
And you are voting in 52353, name and town, for which concert is the best.
I'll just say I don't appreciate some of the text messages. That rolled through to 52353.
I should probably, you know, recap because
yep.
Monica's dream concert lineup, the opener is Taylor Swift, which means you only get Taylor Swift for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then 30 minutes goes to Soulja Boy.
Yes.
In the dream concert lineup.
Do you understand what? That you have to walk up to Taylor Swift to say, Taylor, you only have time to do three songs because we have to get Soulja Boy on the stage.
The Soulja
Boy. All right. So right now, Monica has Taylor Swift opening up for Soulja Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I have NSYNC opening up for Rihanna. And Danny has Ed Sheeran opening up for the One Direction reunion.
Yeah.
So now.
And I think he comes in and sings on some of their songs, too, by the way.
Oh, look at
him. Okay.
Is that possible to say that? But
yeah, so.
Friends,
yeah.
He wrote some of their songs. Yeah.
Yeah, you can make it work that
pops
way.
Pops up.
All right. So now we have to draft our headliner who will perform for an hour. So I'm trying to balance the music up and down, maybe some collabs, like Danny said. So my headliner will be the one and only Bruno Mars.
Damn
He's
it, that
good.
Was mine. That was
He's
mine.
Good. He's good.
That was
He's
my
good.
Number one. Oh,
I can't think
man.
Of ooh.
Bruno
oh,
Mars
so
for an
bad.
Hour is heaven.
Oh, God.
Heaven. Slow.
Agreed.
Fast.
Agreed.
That's what it is, right
okay,
there.
Okay, I'm putting in my vote for Antoine's life.
Okay.
Yes. All right,
Bruno's
Monica, you're
up. A good one.
Who you got, Monica?
Man.
Oh, boy.
All right, because I was thinking.
Uh-oh.
I was thinking, you know, maybe I want to just change it up a little bit and go with the Foo Fighters.
Okay, they're
the
really
Foo
good,
Fighters.
Though. They're really good.
Yes.
That's solid.
Some guitars.
What's your favorite Foo Fighters song, Monica?
All My Life.
That is one of their songs. Can you sing a little bit of that one?
It's going to be mixed with a little Casey and JoJo, though. All my life.
They're bringing them out. It's a collab.
Oh,
it's
love
a collab.
It. I love it.
I
That's
pray for
so
someone
great.
Like you. Remix.
All right, so Monica's headliner for her summer concert, they are the Foo Fighters. Danny,
yeah.
Last pick. Who you got?
I'm going to just kind of go toward a fan army right now, and my headliner.
I know where you're going.
Do you?
I think so.
Harry Styles.
Oh!
Harry Styles, who is
okay.
An amazing concert. So you have, I mean, mine is the opposite of your lineups because yours have like a variety. Mine is one lane, you know, because Ed Sheeran worked with One Direction and Harry Styles, an amazing concert. So we get an hour of Harry Styles after
okay.
One Direction. Okay,
I like it.
I like your transitions though, because I'm big on transitions. So you'll have,
yeah.
Danny will have Ed Sheeran started.
Uh-huh.
And then
yes.
Ed Sheeran will transition into One Direction where he wrote some of those songs
mm-hmm.
where Harry
That's
Styles
right.
is there. And then all of a sudden, the mother losers will leave,
oh.
and Harry Styles can have the hour to himself.
They drop
so
through
like
the floor,
that transition.
Antoine. There's trap doors where the other members of One Direction are stuck in some kind of like pool.
They can hang out with the other members of NSYNC. Joey
yeah.
Fatone is down there waiting
it
for
her. It's going to be like a log flume, and they just are taken away in some kind of water, and they wave to
it.
The audience.
I see
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
all, right.
Yeah, bud.
All right, vote in right now. 52353, name and town. Or you can call in 540-774-9236. Who has the best concert lineup? Is it Monica, who has Taylor Swift for 15 minutes, then Soulja Boy, then the Foo Fighters? Is it me? I have NSYNC, then Rihanna, then Bruno Mars. Or is it Danny Myers, who has Ed Sheeran, One Direction, and then Harry Styles all by himself? We need that vote. 52353. These are the kind of things that make me really upset.
What?
It's your K92 morning thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, Danny Myers. When Monica wins at games that she has no business winning yeah. at games.
What are you talking about?
We just created our summer concert and everybody's texting in to 52353. And Danny and I just knew for certain that nobody would vote for Monica's concert lineup of Taylor Swift doing 15 minutes, Soulja
yep.
Boy doing 30, and the Foo Fighters doing an hour.
Yes.
Who's going to that show? There's not a single person going to that.
Come on, Elmwood Park.
That's what you like to think.
Let's line them up.
Danny, you like to think that, but we have Kate on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Kate, you yes. texted in to 52353, and you wrote the word Monica. You have to explain yourself right
explain.
Now, young lady.
Yeah, Kate.
Explain. I can explain. I have... I'm sorry, my son's making noise. I have a crazy music taste, I guess. I mean, I will listen to Taylor Swift all day long, and then I'll turn it over to rock and heavy metal.
Okay.
And I also like hip-hop.
There you go.
But
a mix of music.
Taylor Swift for only 15 minutes, though? Only 15 minutes for Taylor?
I know. That makes me a little bit sad. I do like Taylor Swift a lot.
But you know.
But then... I was like, oh, Foo Fighters, I would love to see them in concert.
See, and Taylor Swift yeah. is like apple pie. You like apple pie, but sometimes you don't want diabetes, so you just get a couple slices
you don't
and you're good.
Pie.
Right. Get a scoop
Small
of ice cream,
slice.
A sliver.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So while we have you, Kate, since you voted for Monica first, who came in second? Was it my concert or was it Danny's concert?
It's probably yours.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's a correct
yeah.
answer because I was feeling
yeah,
a little insecure.
So. Oh,
no,
solid.
Thank you so much, Kate. If that concert ever happens, we will give you front row seats to this
yeah.
concert. We got you, Kate.
Are you better?
Thank you, Kate. Thank you, girl.
I was going to say, we got texts that is saying shame on Monica.
Yes, we need to get to those.
Shame. That does need to be pointed out, that there are Swifties that feel so offended that you have put Taylor Swift into the opening slot.
I know. They
of
gave me
concert.
The Game of Thrones. Shame.
Natasha from Salem says, Antoine's list wins. Monica, shame on you. You
shame.
Can't be dissing
shame.
Taylor with the throw up emoji.
You get some of her. You
throw
get a
up
little
emoji.
Bit.
Somebody else texted in that says Monica doesn't even deserve to be on the list.
Wow.
Yeah. Now people love Danny's too. They says Danny's is the clear winner.
Mm.
Clear. Danny's in first, Antoine second, and Monica not on the list. Debbie Gibson, Deborah in Roanoke, says she wants a concert of Britney Spears, Taylor Swift, and Pink all together.
Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe a fun little concert.
Yeah, Pink was on my list because live, she's amazing with the whole trapeze.
Lady Gaga was on mine because of the live thing. But yeah, that's your summer concert. Keep texting your votes, 52353. Your next chance at $5,000 at K92 Secret Sounds going to be at 9:20. Don't go anywhere.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.